You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. The U.S. hits a new vaccine milestone. Pfizer-BioNTech offers shots to India, and Japan extends its state of emergency. Here's what you should know. As of last week, half of all adults in the U.S. have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. In 9 states, 70% of adults have received at least one dose of a vaccine. To keep vaccination numbers rising, states and businesses have offered all kinds of incentives. CVS, for instance, is offering prizes to people who get vaccinated, including tickets to next year's Super Bowl and a week-long cruise. And last Thursday, an Ohio woman won $1 million through the state's Vax-a-Million lottery, which was open to any resident who received at least one shot. Pfizer and BioNTech are in talks with the Indian government to supply 50 million doses of their coronavirus vaccine starting this summer. Unlike many other countries' leaders, Prime Minister Modi didn't sign advance purchase agreements early on because he believed India had the virus under control. The sticking point of the negotiations is that Pfizer wants to be protected from legal liability where severe side effects are concerned. Other countries have granted indemnity, but India hasn't given it to any vaccine makers, though they seem likely to agree to Pfizer-BioNTech's terms. And Japan's prime minister has extended the country's state of emergency until June 20th in Tokyo and 8 other prefectures. The country is due to host the Olympics about a month after, despite mounting opposition from its citizens. Though new cases are declining, Japan is still in the midst of another wave, and vaccination rates remain among the lowest among developed countries. Several other countries have also recently instituted public health measures amid new outbreaks of the virus.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.